Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
All right, we have Meg joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. Hey, Meg.
Hi.
So you're a member of the Winton Club, and as I understand it, producer Dan, you were out to dinner and Meg introduced herself at your table trying to get you involved.
Yep, we were just sitting there and this nice lady comes over and throws a playing card down on the table, and on the back of the playing card, it has all the information of the Winton Club. And she goes, "Do you guys gamble?" And I was like, "I can be persuaded." And she told us everything the Winton Club had going on.
So tell us about the Winton Club and then the casino night that you're having.
Yes. So the Winton Club is a club that started in 1911, actually, with really fundamentally to benefit the community of Winchester Hospital. So that means not just the people in Winchester, but the people who go to Winchester Hospital in Winchester, whether that be at 41 Highland Avenue through having a baby there or having surgery there or using the emergency room services or going to 620 Washington Street, which is where the Winchester Center for Cancer Care is. And that is where people also can have day surgery or are going through cancer treatments at that facility.
So you said
that's our mission.
This club has been together since 1911?
Since 1911. So it started in 1911 back with what was known as the Cottage Hospital, even before Winchester Hospital was fully established. It was a very tiny hospital that was almost more like a visiting nurse association. And they had some women who were helping them sew linens for the hospital, and those women established a club called the Winton Club. So that's why our logo has a sewing needle in it and a thimble, because it started out as a group of women who were sewing those linens for the hospital.
And what about the casino night? Tell us about that and if people want to be a part.
So the casino night, as I mentioned, we referred to cabaret over COVID. It was really hard to keep doing that cabaret show. So we had to pivot, like a lot of charitable organizations did, to think about new ways to make money. And what we decided to do was a one-night casino night. So we bring in the gaming tables and all of the helpers so that all of our members and their friends and our benefactors can come and have fun and not have to work as hard that night to make the money. And the ticket prices are $100 each. Again, it's a fundraiser. But it gives you some funny money, and with that funny money, you can choose to gamble and hopefully make even more funny money that then gets turned into chances to win a bunch of different prizes we have offered. Plus, we have some great silent auction items available. Plus, there'll be food and drink, and there'll be a cash bar, and we'll have karaoke and a DJ. Mm-hmm. So lots of fun to be had, whether you're a gambler or not.
If you go to thewintonclub.org, thewintonclub.org, W-I-N-T-O-N, thewintonclub.org, you can find all the information there if you click on events.
Let me tell you, there was a lot of the Winton Club ladies at the bar that night when I met them. They seemed like a rowdy bunch. They were having a good time.
We did. It was a very great social experience as well for people. So we were there just to say, hey, let's have happy hour together. Let's just all, at the end of a long week, get together. And we were all there having fun. And I had made these playing cards with stick stickers to take people to the website, and we were just handing them out to the fun people around.
Okay, so thewintonclub.org. Thewintonclub.org. Meg, and you and all the women at the Winton Club are now officially a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Excellent. We're so excited. Thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing lots of people at our event. It's going to be so fun. And it's a great club to join if you're in the Winchester area.
Very cool. It was great to meet you, Meg. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And if you want to find out more about them and you missed the website, drop us a text here in the studio, 617-655-1234. We'll send you a link over to their event. And if you've got something going on that you want to share with everybody, could be an event you're involved with or an organization that's been around since the early 1900s. How cool is that, Kennedy?
That's pretty cool.
Right?
I love it.
Imagine the stories they can tell.
Yeah, I know.
Going back to the early 1900s.
Women getting together, doing the work, making the thing happen.
617-655-1234 again to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
You may have noticed Kennedy is back this morning. Good to have you back.
Hi, so sorry.
All good. How was the road trip to Virginia?
I mean, it was all good until I got really sick, which was awful. But I mean, initially it was all right. It was a long drive. Excuse me. Don't get me wrong. It was a long drive down. I left right after the show with Elvis, and we drove to Richmond, Virginia. My GPS took me all kinds of wild ways, so I saw all sorts of things, which was great. I've never gone through New York the same way twice in my life. So, and I got down there, and my sister Taylor was able to fly up from Georgia, so that was really great that I got to see her, because my family is so spread out, I never get to see them. And I don't think I've seen my dad, like, alone for a decade. It's been a while.
Wow.
So he had had some surgery, and as a result of one of the surgeries that he had, he somehow lost like feeling and use of his right leg. So he can walk and stuff. It's just slow, and he has to do lots of physical therapy that he's doing. He's working really hard to try and get it right, but he's got this year and a half old dog who's really just a puppy, mm-hmm. who he can't walk her because she'll, you know, make him fall down, and we don't want him to fall down. We want him to get better.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole plan was for me to go down there and pick up Smokey and bring Smokey back, and Smokey will live with us for a while.
What kind of dog is Smokey?
He told me, and I can't remember. She looks like your dog, but just much smaller.
So some sort of doodle?
Maybe.
Golden
she's got,
doodle?
She's got doodly hair.
Yeah, ours is a mini golden doodle. If it's smaller than that, I don't know what it is. It could be something a little bit different.
Smokey's a fun name for a dog.
Yeah.
Did you play Eastbound and Down on the way home?
I was thinking On Top of Old Smokey.
Yeah, no, but I got really, really sick on... So when I was there with my sister Taylor, she was like, hey, will you go on Saturday night? Can we go to... see a comedy show? And I was like,
oh,
sure, whatever you like. And she's like, can you do the 9 o'clock show? And I'm like,
did you do the 9 o'clock
show? Absolutely not. We did the 5:30 show, which was packed. And it was TJ Miller, you know,
yeah.
The comedian.
He was in Deadpool, Silicon Valley.
He was very funny.
Oh, Silicon Valley. I like
and
him.
She's a big fan of his. And so we went to the Funny Bone Comedy.
He talks a lot to the crowd, doesn't he?
He did nothing but crowd work.
Yeah.
And I just sat there kind of amazed because I know how difficult that is to have no real material,
mm-hmm.
just start going off.
Was he dressed in anything? It's like sometimes he'll come dressed as a construction worker.
No,
or
he was just in nothing matched. But you know,
yeah,
that
yeah.
was just
some, one time doing. I saw him in overalls and no shirt.
He
always dresses interesting.
There was a guy in the front. A lot of the jokes were so where this particular Funny Bone Comedy was sort of like if you were playing in Natick, I'd have to say.
Very bougie.
Ish.
Like Wellesley-ish.
And I wouldn't go that far, but yeah, you know, and so they would tell jokes that did not land, and then they would go, oh yeah, I'm in short pump. I keep forgetting.
All right,
Which was pretty funny. And it was the 5:30 show, so it was a bunch of olds in New Balance shoes and baseball yeah. hats. So.
It's also harder to do comedy when everyone is sober.
Yeah, yeah.
It's also harder to do comedy when everyone's hammered. There's a real sweet spot in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not 5 p.m., it's not 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably that 9
not
o'clock
like
show
would have... 7:38 really hits.
I think the 9 o'clock show would have been just
been perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was great, and then so we hung out, you know, we had breakfast together the next morning. It was really nice. And then I got really, really sick mm-hmm. on Sunday night. I could hardly even get out of bed on Monday. And then on Tuesday, I had everything set up and ready to go. Mm-hmm. And then I woke up. My dad was going to help me with the computer. And I'm like, I look green. Green.
Mm-hmm.
So I just couldn't. And I'm really sorry about that.
No worries.
So, but then I was like, I have to get on the road. No matter how badly I feel, I just have to get going because it's, you know, 9-10 hours. And I don't want to get back in the middle of the night and then be here tomorrow, you know. Mm-hmm. So we hopped in the car and we drove
back.
You
and Elvis and Smokey?
Me, Elvis and Smokey. And
How does Elvis like the new dog that you're going to have in your
Elvis
home?
Elvis just doesn't care. You know what I mean? Elvis does his thing. He sits where he likes. And if somebody's in his way, he tells them to move.
Right.
He's just like me. So
barks once loudly.
That's it.
He does that to Cisco every time he sees him. And then Cisco's like, okay, I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
everything's fine. You know, you blink around and find out with Elvis. But I put her in the front because he takes up the whole back. And I put her in the front, like in a little, you know, like for a furry bed, mm-hmm. right? So she had all her things, but she would not lay down. She stood up. She sat up. So she sat, but her.
Oh, it's a girl. Her name is Smokey.
Her name is Smokey.
I missed that. Sorry.
And she sat up the whole way home, and she would not lay down.
Cisco does the same
and
thing.
It was stressing me.
It stresses out Lana too,
because she's just a puppy, and I'm like, you need your sleep, and like, I know this is a lot of change for you because she's gone between my house and his friend's house, and now my house, his house. You know, it's a lot of.
Oh,
change.
Wait till Smokey steps outside today.
Oh, Smokey's already been outside a couple times.
Smokey's like, what in the hell?
You're not in Virginia anymore, Toto.
To be fair, there was snow on the ground in Virginia. Like, they got hit, too.
Oh, they did.
Was it 2 degrees like it is here?
It wasn't that bad.
Is it going to last for the next 8 months like it is here?
Well, anyway.
Smokey.
She ran out there this morning, and she was like, whee! You know,
yeah, it's all funny game for like a weekend.
But she's also very particular. Like, Elvis, he goes outside, he does his business, he comes back in. Right. We are business-oriented in my home. And he's like, hey, she's like, hey, what's over here? What's over here? And she like needs to be coaxed to pee. And I'm like, we don't do that in my house. It's cold outside. It is 3 o'clock in the morning and you're
going to come back.
Go learn today. So, but yeah, she finally laid down at like, she had been 4 hours standing up and she finally laid down and I let out this sigh of gratefulness because I didn't realize how much it was stressing me out and mm-hmm. that woke her back up. So she just sat there like, you know how little toddlers and little puppies and they're trying to stay awake and they can't, they're like,
and they fall asleep sitting up
and they're just
the head.
We were in the car for 23 hours when we went to Charlotte and we took Cisco and he stood up all the way down and all the way back.
I mean,
he literally lay down for 3 minutes.
I mean, but just my,
and it's stressful,
if that's
right?
What makes her comfortable? Now I know.
No, it stresses us out.
Well, now I know that that's what she's going to do. So if that's her behavior and that makes her feel better, well, then that's fine. She can do that sort of mm-hmm. thing. And all it meant was that she slept like a champ last night. So there we go. So we're home and we're figuring it all out. And
will you bring Smokey into the studio on Friday?
I almost brought her this morning, but I was like, she's got to get used to the house.
Bring her in on Friday. We want to meet.
Sure, I absolutely can. Yeah, so we go to the vet today because my dad never got her fixed. So that's one of the reasons I took her too. He said she has to get fixed. It's ridiculous. She's a year and a half old and not got fixed yet. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do that. So we have a vet visit today where they're going to do the checkup and then they'll get the surgery scheduled and then we'll do that. And then my hope is that in like 3 months, he'll be back up and able to take mm-hmm. care of her. I can bring her back because I don't want him to be alone down there, man.
Yeah.
Like, leaving was hard. I was a basket case when I left. I was like, leaving him alone. Oh, my God.
Imagine Smokey's not going to be a big fan of New England after today either. Between the weather and going to the vet.
She strikes me as someone who doesn't care, but we'll see.
Okay.
You know, my
when you get her back home, she's like, I don't know who this woman was, but man.
All I know, well, she's up to date on all shots, so I don't think I have to get her shotted today. Right. I think we just have to give her a checkup, which okay. will be.
Yeah, in 2 months, she'll be drinking Dunkin' Iced.
That's it.
Smoking Marb Light.
That's it. She'll be having
the
scratches.
Hat.
Yep. I'll find little stuffies all over the house of money. So, yeah.
Oh, well, it's good
so
to
we're
have
back.
You back, Kennedy.
Thank
it's
you.
Good to have you
it
back.
It is good to be back.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty in the service of fundmassmoney.gov. The Fire Aid Benefit Concert has finalized the lineup. This will be helping those impacted by the fires in Los Angeles. So many artists wanted to do their part and help out. And what was going to be a concert at one venue has now become a concert at two venues because so many people want to be there. So at the Kia Forum, we're going to have Pink, Alanis Morissette, Dave Matthews, and John Mayer, Green Day, Stevie Nicks, No Doubt, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Joni Mitchell, and more. Doors open at 5, show starts at 6. At the Intuit Dome, Billie Eilish, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Olivia Rodrigo, Jelly Roll, Stevie Wonder, Gracie Adams, and more. Doors open at 5, show starts at 7:30 over there. Tickets go on sale today at 12 o'clock Pacific. The shows are set for January 30th, but you'll be able to stream and donate through places like Apple Music, Netflix, Prime Video, and more.
So January 30th, that is a what? That's a Thursday night. Okay.
That's right.
So next Thursday? Is that right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next Thursday. So, I want to watch that.
Very exciting.
Is that? Remind me again, is it only available on streaming? You pay for it on streaming, or is it going to be shown on network? Are they recording it to play it later?
Apple Music, Netflix, and Prime Video is all I see right now.
Okay.
But it looks like, I don't know that you'll have to pay for it. You'll be able to donate while watching.
I gotcha.
Is what I think they're doing.
I mean, I would pay for it.
I don't think they're making it a paywall.
Right.
So, but there's that. So this whole Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively, It Ends With Us lawsuit is just getting so ugly. So his legal team launched a website sharing evidence to counter Blake Lively's claims of sexual harassment and retaliation on the It Ends With Us set. So December 20th, Blake had a complaint. Baldoni's team released footage showing the actors joking on set, including moments Lively referenced in her accusation. So in the video shared online, they were filming a slow motion dance scene for It Ends With Us. So they were filming, but they were sort of joking with one another out of character because it was not, there was no script. There's no words. It was like they were going to record them like just looking like they're dancing in love and whatever. Mm-hmm. So they were talking sort of out of character, just
because they were getting B-roll of them dancing.
That, sort of. So they're joking. And in the footage, Lively jokes about possibly getting spray tan on Baldoni because she had spray tan on her. And he laughs and says, it smells good. And this is meant to push back on Blake's claim that Justin made inappropriate advances during this scene. So she, her legal team has now criticized Justin Baldoni for releasing the footage to the public instead of presenting it in court, calling it another unethical attempt to manipulate the public. They claim the video supports Lively's allegations of inappropriate on-set behavior, including unwanted physical contact and remarks, which occurred without consent or an intimacy coordinator present. And she emphasized the visible discomfort in her face on the video, saying any woman who's been inappropriately touched in the workplace will recognize Miss Lively's discomfort. This thing has gotten so ugly.
It makes
my heart hurt.
It's such a weird space because it's nothing that any of us can relate to, that when you are at work, you have to appear to be intimate and in love with this person and physically touching them in order for the scene to work. There has to be chemistry between the two. And so there has to be crossing those boundaries of
but they're also very highly choreographed these days. They have intimacy coordinators. It's like a choreographed dance.
But we're humans too. Well, you can have all of that stuff and still be human and go and say something in the moment because you're in an awkward position with somebody that you're normally not that close to.
Sure.
It's fascinating that they both watched the same video and they both think it proves their point.
Well, yep. Sure.
Which couldn't have been more. And it's the same exact video.
I watched it 3 times. And I didn't even know what I was looking at. Yeah. I didn't know who was this. When I watched, I was like, oh, this is the smoking gun for him. Or, oh, this is the smoking gun for her. And I watched and I go, I don't see anything. I'm missing it completely.
Because it's not our world, I guess.
And you weren't in the moment feeling it.
And also, I think that there's something to be said about, you know, feeling you have to go along with something because the cameras are rolling or whatever.
Sure.
Like this.
Yeah, of course.
So in any event, it's just ugly. The whole thing's ugly. And super quick, Carson, I have a little royal update for you.
No, you do not, Kennedy.
Well, Prince Harry, we're still calling him royal, but here we are here. For our purposes, we do. His quest to hold UK tabloids accountable for decades of alleged unlawful intrusion into his life came to an unexpected conclusion as he settled his case against The Sun before the trial officially began. We've been talking about this for years.
It was supposed to start yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, we have been talking about this for years. He has a legal battle with the publisher of the News Group newspapers, NGN, over accusations of illegal information gathering. And this is everything from they got their phones tapped to they had spies in his house to all sorts of things that are just bad. Well, they decided They did some kind of a settlement, and NGN had to apologize. A full and unequivocal apology to Harry confirmed they had agreed to pay him substantial damages that between 1996 and 2011, they were in his private life, including incidents of unlawful activities carried out by private investigators working for the Sun for phone hacking, surveillance, misuse of private information by journalists and private investigators instructed by them at News of the World. So basically they said, yep, we did it, and they're paying him a ton of money.
What do you think, $10 million? $20 million? Something like that?
A ton of money.
Yeah.
What a scummy line of work.
Yep.
Like, why would you want to do that for your career?
And over there, it's even worse, because there aren't there many rules to keep them from, you know.
Yeah, I'm going
to
say between 10 and 20 million, because if he'd have won, which he was going to do, they might have lost 100 million or 200 million.
It's crazy. So, yeah. That's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenny Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Say hey to Kelly from Hampstead, New Hampshire.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Kelly, you know how this works. We've got five trivia questions. It's all pop culture related. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Question number one. A Starbucks barista in Alabama was bitten by someone's pet monkey when it jumped from its owner's car into the drive-thru window. Which company was founded first, Starbucks or Dunkin'?
Dunkin'.
That's just not something you have on your bingo card when you clock in for your shift.
Question number two. 17 years ago today in 2008, Heath Ledger died of an accidental prescription drug overdose. He was only 28. He won the Best Supporting Actor Oscar posthumously for which role?
Joker.
Question number three. Four men from Chile were arrested for the burglary of the home of Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. They broke in while he was playing an away game. Which city do the Bengals play in?
Boston, New England.
All right.
The New England Bengals.
Yes. As long as you don't swear again,
I don't
care what
I don't
answers
know.
You
no,
give.
No, I thought you said what city was... Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said what city was a burglary. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. Question number four. Comedian Trevor Noah is returning to host the Grammys. How much does a Grammy statue weigh? Is it 5 pounds, 10 pounds, or 15 pounds?
10 pounds.
And question number five, Uma Thurman is joining the cast of Dexter Resurrection. Uma Thurman has starred in 3 Quentin Tarantino movies. Can you name them?
Ooh. Yes.
Don't swear.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. I know, but I can't name.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Just...
Oh, sorry.
Stop swearing.
Sorry.
You're going to get us fined.
Oh, my God. I like my job, Kelly. I'm not trying to lose it today. Okay?
Sorry.
Okay. Bye-bye. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Kelly got 2 correct and an FCC fine for yours truly.
2 correct answers, 2 dump buttons.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah, it's super cheap, each one. Go ahead.
A Starbucks barista in Alabama was bitten by someone's pet monkey when it jumped from its owner's car into the drive-thru window. Which company was founded first, Starbucks or Dunkin'?
Dunkin'.
1950, Starbucks was 1971. Raise your hand if you've owned a pet monkey. I guess I'm the only one. Tied to one. Question number two. 17 years ago today in 2008, Heath Ledger died of an accidental prescription drug overdose. He was only 28. He won the Best Supporting Actor Oscar posthumously for which role?
Playing the Joker.
Tied to two. 4 men from Chile were arrested for the burglary of the home of Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. They broke in while he was playing an away game. Which city do the Bengals play in?
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Sports.
Sports.
3-2. Comedian Trevor Noah is returning to host the Grammys. How much does a Grammy statue weigh? 5 pounds, 10 pounds, or 15 pounds?
I thought it was 8. I'll go with 10.
5 pounds is what I'm told by Dan.
Mm-hmm.
3-2. Question number 5. Uma Thurman has joined the cast of Dexter Resurrection. She has starred in 3 Quentin Tarantino movies. Can you name them all?
The Kill Bill 1 and 2.
Uh-huh. And?
Pulp Fiction.
There it is. Nice work, Kim.
Ooh, nicely done.
Nicely done. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Kelly, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we really do appreciate you coming on to drop all this swear words so early in the morning on the air. Thank you.
She's just saying what everyone else is thinking. Yeah. I think.
That'll wake you up more than any of the coffee I've had this morning.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go
on Mix 104.1.
We're going to break gender stereotypes on the show this morning. Producer Dan went to New York with his girlfriend over the long weekend, and he shared something with me that was a little bit surprising to me, Kennedy, in that his girlfriend drove the entire way there and back.
So before, Dan, we get to the actual reasons of why all this happened, why does this make you feel this kind of way, Carson? Why does it make you feel some kind of something?
Because I'm always driving. Lana never drives. And I feel like... I'm going to make a generalization that men usually drive in a relationship more than women drive. That's a great question. I don't know the answer to it. Uh-huh. But it feels like
It's probably true.
Yeah, it could be anecdotal. But
outdated.
It could be outdated and anecdotal. But it feels like, to me, generally speaking, when a man and a woman, a couple go to get in the car, the dude is always driving.
Did you feel some type of way when you heard it?
Well, I had just driven 20 of the 24 hours back and forth to Charlotte. And
is that your choice?
No, I don't know. It's not my choice.
It's Lana's choice.
Oh, no, I'm asking. I don't know. Like, there are times I've wanted to drive, but I feel like I'm going to get made fun of because I'm not a good driver. So
I get in the car with Kennedy in Kennedy's car, she gives me the keys and I drive.
Yeah.
I drive her car.
I don't like driving in this period, in the city anyway.
Lana doesn't like to drive at night.
Yeah, me neither.
Lana doesn't like to drive in the rain. Lana doesn't like to drive in the snow. That eliminates about 75% of the time around here.
Dan, do you feel less than? What happened?
No, I don't feel less than. I didn't even really think about it until he stopped down what I was talking about. I was like, wait, she drove the whole way? And he was giving me this kind of eye. I was like, oh, he's judging me a little bit.
I was. And it,
does
but
it
you
make
said
him
you,
less of a man to not drive?
Not at all. It has nothing to do with that. It's just, to me, unusual. And you even said you like to drive, but she told you no.
Yeah, no, I don't mind driving at all. But she gets car sick on long rides. Mm. And so she drives so she doesn't get car sick in the passenger seat.
Mm-hmm.
So I have become, like when we went to Philly, which is an even longer drive for our 1 year in November, she drove like all 6 hours. Each way.
You called yourself a passenger princess.
Yeah, I'm over there watching Instagram reels, eating Cheetos.
Here, Dan, I'm going to tell you, being the passenger princess is awesome. I mean, really, all that you're responsible for is making sure they don't miss turns, you know, if you're helping with the GPS and being a good navigator. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day...
I'm more there for the vibes. I don't even
just
navigate.
Mind your business, do your thing, have some snacks, whatever is necessary. I love being a passenger.
617-655-1234. If you're, I'm just kind of curious if you're in a relationship with a guy as a woman and you drive all the time and he never drives. And has it ever come up in conversation?
Or do you do the lawn work? Or do you do the lawn work?
Do you change the oil?
Right, breaking gender stereotypes.
Yeah. Did it make you feel any kind of way, Dan? Were you judging her as a driver?
Like, no, she's a great driver.
Uh-huh.
But maybe at the start I felt some kind of way. About like, because I'm the man I'm supposed to drive.
Right. Uh-huh.
But honestly, I think a lot of that might have been because of like what he did with the public perception of it,
right,
more so than my own insecurities about it.
Lana just hired a new woman to work for her at her shop, and she's a little bit older. And she shared with us that she hasn't driven in 50 years. Just her husband always drove, just always. And that to me was mind blowing. I was like, okay, so maybe there's a middle ground in there somewhere, but never driving in 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a generation there where women weren't supposed to do stuff.
Sure.
So sit down, be quiet, look pretty.
Yeah. And that's what I do when we drive.
Very good, Dan. Now you understand.
Passenger princesses unite.
I'm serious. We need to make you, next road trip, I'm going to make you a passenger princess basket so you have all of the things that you need. A nice warm blanket,
wait,
some
wait, wait,
snacks.
Wait. A what?
a passenger princess basket.
I've never heard.
Yes. Just do a hashtag search on the Insta space and you'll find it because, yes, I see every once in a while dudes do this for their ladies. I realize it's just for clicks, but no, it like comes.
What's in it?
Well, you put like a warm blanket, some snacks, maybe a Stanley cup filled with your favorite beverage. Maybe.
We'll put on my favorite true crime podcast.
Maybe an iPad so you can watch stuff while she's driving and you can not bother her. Things like this.
Also, that means I have to give up control of the radio if I'm not driving, which I don't like, because that's a rule in our car. Whoever's driving gets choice of what's being played.
Oh, totally opposite.
Oh, passenger princess gets to pick the music too?
We just throw on a playlist and rock out.
But do you get to pick it?
We do it collectively. We're a team.
Okay. Do you get the front cup holder or the back cup holder as the passenger princess?
The back.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Unless I have like a hot beverage that I could burn myself with.
Are you allowed to put your feet up on the console?
That's dangerous.
No.
I know.
Oh, I get so mad, Atlanta, for that.
You who put your dog in the front seat. Okay. No, no, no. Taking away all of the safety issues of putting your foot up on the console. Putting your foot up on the console is a passenger princess rite of passage.
I do feel like and you think was, less of me a little bit.
And if it was summer,
segment,
I hope
like
you
it.
Put that foot right out the window.
So is she the driver when you're stealing glasses from restaurants too, Dan, to make sure you make a quick
Gotta
escape?
Get away.
I don't remember who drove that night. When it's like when it's shorter things, we both do it, but when it's a longer drive, she needs to drive.
Right. All right. 617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy. On Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We learned something new about producer Dan on the show this morning. He is a self-proclaimed passenger princess.
He is confident in his own sexuality and needs no gender stereotypes to tell him.
Yeah, why
to
would
do.
It bother me? Yeah. I mean, I drove here this morning. It's like I can't drive.
So Kaylee's girlfriend gets car sick, and when they go on road trips, Kaylee drives all of it.
Yeah, she would prefer to be the driver. It's important to her, and I don't care either way.
Yeah, I know I'm sounding a little judgmental, but it's really just jealousy. I'm just jealous.
There are a lot of texts of a lot of women who are drivers, and a lot of women who have that car sickness thing. So
right.
It's just easier to drive. A lot of people saying, my car, I drive, his car, he drives.
We do that a lot.
But we only have one car, and Lana she never, in fact, when she offers to drive, I'll say yes, and she goes, oh, I was just kidding.
That's like when you go to pay for a bill and someone's like, go ahead, and like, wait.
No. Jackie's from Woburn. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
What is your husband's name?
Ryan.
Ryan. And tell everybody about Ryan and his driving.
So Ryan grew up in Boston, and public transportation is the thing. So he never has had a license.
Wow.
To this day?
The dream.
Yeah. So wasn't a big deal when we were dating. Like, I was like, oh, Ubering is like a car payment, but now we have two kids, and it's a lot.
Do you live in the city still, or are you out in the burbs?
No, you're in Ubering, right? So technically a city, but not.
And you have two kids, you got a cart around? It might be time for Ryan to take a driver's test.
So he did just get his permit, but we have yet to get behind the wheel.
So he's, much like Carson letting drive it bare, or Lana let drive it bare.
Do you
like,
take Ryan to an empty parking lot?
Yeah, are you taking him to an empty parking lot and giving him lessons?
No, honestly, we tried before our first kid. I was like, you need your license before. So I took him to the parking lot that I learned in. I thought he did well, but it was a one and done, and now we're 4 years later.
You could send him to like take lessons somewhere. Maybe that would be easier.
No, for sure. He doesn't want to do it with me,
yeah.
Which is understandable.
Yeah.
But I will say, even if he had his license, most likely I would drive. But to have the option not to would be really nice.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Sometimes
nice
you're
to be
just
able to
tired.
Do that. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Jackie. Let's see. Amanda's from Franklin. And this is a weird one. Her husband, your husband's from Ohio and what?
And I should be the driver. He doesn't have it.
Because he's not, because he's from Ohio? They don't have automobiles in Ohio?
No, they don't drive like they do.
Oh, no, they don't drive like we do here.
Oh, I don't buy into that.
May I tell you,
I drove
through 18 states in the past 3 days, and it is not until I got into Massachusetts that people started behaving poorly.
People are terrible drivers all over the world. I've driven all over the world.
So have I, Carson.
There are mass holes everywhere.
No,
we're pretty bad.
No.
Amanda, are you saying his Midwestern niceness and sensibilities do not cut it here?
They don't. No, he'll wait at a rotary until it's time to go. When there's no cars coming, he'll wait for someone to let him go. And I would have gone 12 minutes ago. No, I get us places faster.
You're happy he's not on the road.
Understood.
Is what you're saying.
I am happy that I am the driver.
Understood.
That is so good. All right, thank you. Megan is from Athol, and you actually taught your husband how to drive.
Yes. When we met about 10 years ago, he didn't have a license. He grew up in a small town, didn't need one.
Uh-huh.
And we kind of sat down and I was like, okay, so what's your 5-year plan? And he was like, oh, okay. And I said, well, if you want this to work out, then we both need to be able to drive. And I said, I will teach you, but is a license something you'd want to have? And he was like, yeah, sure, absolutely. And so I taught him how to drive with a little help from my sister, and he does it, and he drives the kids around and drives himself, but when we go somewhere together, he's like, here are the keys. He cannot handle my, backseat driver, but not really, just kind of the, that curve was real close. So it's just easier for me to be in control.
That is the thing with Lana, too. Now, Lana will not drive in the rain, in the snow, at dark, in traffic, in daylight. She won't drive in the city. She won't drive in the suburbs. But she will tell me what I'm doing wrong. In every situation.
Well, in every aspect of your life, she will tell you.
I mean, go back to whatever social media you had your face.
That's why she needs a passenger princess basket to keep her busy. Let's get her some coloring books and whatnot.
I also think Kaylee prefers driving on longer trips because I, admittedly, I'm self-aware, have a touch of the road rage, and she doesn't like it when I yell at the cars in front of me who are driving stupid.
Hold on, Holly.
Since we all have our reasons.
My Boston comes out when you're not going as fast as I want you to.
Holly's from Arlington, and what do you think about this?
I am like Dan's girlfriend. I get car sick, so I always drive. I've been married for over 20 years, and my husband doesn't even question it. He just gets in the passenger seat, puts on his headphones, relaxes. And he doesn't even own a car. He rides his bike to work every day, even on days like today.
Wow.
And it's funny because we're also from Ohio, and I've adapted to the way of driving here, and I get quite angry.
We are crushing it with the Ohio transplants, apparently.
Lana doesn't have a car either. We only have the one car, right. And she walks a lot of places.
Yeah.
But even when she had a car, we one time had to get $2,000 worth of work done on her brakes because her car sat for so long. They're like, you have to drive your car once in a while. She's like, why? Carson drives everywhere.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Our car, my husband had a car and it sat in the garage for the 3 years since we moved here. And I just sold it one day. And he's like, he's like Lana too. He won't drive in the dark. He won't drive in the rain. He'll only drive if I have a migraine, and I absolutely need him to.
I feel like, you know what? Driving is one of those things that if you know you're not confident doing it, don't do it. That's why I don't drive at night. That's why when we're driving in the city, if I'm driving with you, I'd prefer you to do it.
Right.
Because I'm not confident.
I know. We go to get Kennedy's car, and she's like, here, take the keys. I'm like, this is your car.
It doesn't matter.
I want to be a passenger princess.
You don't want me driving through the city?
Her insurance rates are already too high.
You're going to be scared.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't going to win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Greg from Weymouth.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Kennedy.
Also, his 16-year-old daughter, Lucy, is in the car on their way to school.
Good morning.
Hi. Morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Now, Lucy, are you going to be helping your dad out, or are you just going to let him wing it on his own?
I'll try.
All right.
Yeah, she's probably going to know. Let's be honest.
Five trivia questions. It's all about pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Question number one, Die with a Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars is still number one on the Hot 100. Who has more number ones overall, Lady Gaga or Bruno Mars?
Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Today is National Hot Sauce Day. Which hot sauce has the slogan, I put that bleep on everything?
Oh, that's, God, I can't remember.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
are you kidding me? All right, question number three. Steve Perry is 76 today. He's the original lead singer of Journey. What is the very first line to arguably the most well-known rock song of all time, Don't Stop Believing?
Come on, Dad. Do it for the olds.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Question number four. The Razzie nominations were announced yesterday. Joker, Folie à Deux, and Madame Web each led the way with six nominations. Who played the lead role in Madame Web?
I have no idea. Do you know?
No!
I don't know.
Wait, was it Sydney?
I think she was in it. I don't know that she was the lead, though, right? Question number five. J.C. Sauzé, Lance Bass, and Chris Kirkpatrick reunited for a Justin Timberlake show. The last NSYNC member who couldn't be there because he is currently on Broadway. Who was the missing member?
We're both pointing at each other. I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Well, you guys are fun anyways.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Oh, man.
Greg and his daughter, Lucy, got zero out of five.
Oh,
that is a Mac.
Do that.
I'm going to need you to let that one go.
Yep, we don't do that.
I was talking with our former intern, Mac, via text yesterday, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's coming back.
He's coming back this summer. He's going to be our intern again.
Fantastic.
All right. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Sure.
Die with a Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars is still number one on the Hot 100. Who has more number ones overall, Lady Gaga or Bruno?
Ooh. Lady Gaga.
Bruno Mars is a hit machine. He's got nine of them.
The man has never missed in his career.
Never missed.
Lady Gaga has six. 0-0. Today is National Hot Sauce Day. Which hot sauce has the slogan, I put that bleep on everything?
Frank's Red Hot.
Frank's. That is correct. 1-0. Steve Perry, 76 today, the original lead singer of Journey. What is the very first line to arguably the most well-known rock song of all time, Don't Stop Believing?
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
I'm going to deduct a half a point because you didn't sing it.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
All right, I'll give you that half point back.
She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Oh, now I'm
going
to have to deduct 2 points.
That had nothing to do with me.
2-0. Question
Worth
number
it.
Four. The Razzie nominations were announced yesterday. Joker, Folie à Deux, and Madame Web each led with six nominations. Who played the lead role in Madame Web?
Chris Martin's girlfriend. Her name is Dakota Fanning. No.
Dakota Johnson.
Dakota Johnson.
And nobody saw that movie.
So. I actually watched it. It is really that bad. 2-0. Question number five. J.C. Sauzé, Lance Bass, and Chris Kirkpatrick reunited for a Justin Timberlake show. The last NSYNC member couldn't be there because he's currently on Broadway. Who missed the show?
Joey Fatone.
Joey Fatone. That is correct.
The only one who's got a job, apparently.
Yeah. Did Greg, Lucy, any of those answers sound familiar?
Yeah, no. I mean, yes. I should have got the Journey line, but...
No. My favorite part was Lucy just yelling at her dad. Everyone needed to know. She's like, you should know that.
Well, I should have known the prank. This is us in real time.
Well, we appreciate you guys listening and for calling in to play Campy Kennedy this morning. Unfortunately, you don't get the cash. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, I'm Greg, and I dropped off Lucy, but we cannot.
Oh, she's like, I can't be part of this anymore. We're going to Mac.
I got to get out of this car.
Get me out of this car.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy streaming on the Odyssey app. We got some great tickets to give away. Let's get to Think Fast.
What's the game that pits friend against friend and starts with a T?
Think Fast.
A game of rapid-fire questions that have no true answers.
Take it away, producer Dan.
Think Fast.
That's me. All right, I will be the host of this game. It is called Think Fast, and I have a list of situations. And then I have letters at the end of those. And you will have to give me a word that starts with the letter I provide you that fits this situation in the proper context.
Okay.
And if it doesn't, I will not give you the point.
It is me versus Kennedy this morning, and a chance to win tickets to the Governor's Ball at his New York's biggest party, returning in June to the iconic Flushing Meadows Corona Park. We have your tickets all this week. You will witness performances from Tyler, the Creator, Olivia Rodrigo, Hozier, Benson Boone, Fade, Glass Animals, and many, 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 many more.
It's a big show.
It is a very big show. T-Pain is going to be there. Tyler's going to be there. 3 days. You could be there. Let's meet our contestants. We have Jen from Wareham. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, guys.
Who are you picking, me or Kennedy?
I'm going to go with you, Carson, because my six-year-old told me to pick you.
That never happens. You know you have first pick.
I know. That's okay. My daughter said, I was in the drop-off line when I called in. She said, you. I said, okay.
You just put your fate in the hands of your six-year-old?
What is your daughter's name?
Absolutely. Octavia.
Octavia. She's a super smart girl, right? Honor roll student.
I hope so.
All right. And Cheryl is from Bradford. Good morning, Cheryl.
Hey, good morning.
And you'll be playing with Kennedy, okay?
You're getting the leftovers.
Excellent.
All right, Dan.
Fast.
All right, your first one. It's a little cold out there today.
Yeah, now, ladies, don't you say anything. It's going to be me and Kennedy fighting this out for you, too.
And your name will be your buzzer, please.
Okay.
I would like a word describing this winter weather that starts with B.
Kennedy.
Carson.
Yep. One, two. Too long.
Oh, I didn't even know you were pointing at me.
Burr.
I'll take burr.
I didn't even know you were looking at me. I thought you were deciding who had gotten it right and who had called in first.
What did you close your eyes and you were looking at him?
Yeah, I'm not looking. I close my eyes because it helps me focus. So if you wouldn't mind saying which
I
one
did
of us
say
you
Kennedy.
Oh, I didn't
I
hear.
I think you were in the
That's
zone.
That's all right. I'm so sorry,
what
Cheryl.
What are you doing with the judge, Kennedy? Jeez.
Oh,
that's all right. You'll come back.
This game is so chaotic. Something you do every single day that starts with the letter S.
Kennedy.
Yes.
Shower.
Yes.
Nice job, Kennedy.
I hope everyone's doing that. Anyway.
I really don't, but it's fine.
Kennedy, your eyes are... What are you doing over there? This is a new move for you.
No, I always cover my eyes.
I don't know. I feel like you're trying to intimidate me.
She's
or something
locked
by
in
not
right
looking
no,
at me.
No, I'm just not trying to look at anything else.
Oh, yeah? Why? Do I confuse you when you look over here?
No, this room is just filled with stuff.
Judge, can we make sure her eyes stay open during the game, please?
She can play however she
likes. We're
going
to be on video. We need to see your beautiful smiling eyes.
She's just trying to get Cheryl some tickets. She can do that however she plays.
All right, 1-1. What are we playing to?
5.
I'm going to be here all week.
A movie villain that starts with the letter T.
Carson.
Yes.
4.
No, that's not a villain. Kennedy, I'll give you 3.
Thanos.
Yes.
Oh, man. Nice job, Kennedy. 2-1.
2-1. This word starts with a B, and it means tipsy.
Carson.
Yes.
Belligerent?
No.
Buzzed?
Yes.
Oh,
my gosh. Jen. Are you doubting Octavia's decision right now?
Well, I mean, he started off strong.
I did start strong. It's not how you start, it's how you finish, though, unfortunately.
It's 3-1.
3-1 right now.
Give me a type of apple that starts with the letter G.
Carson.
Yes.
Golden delicious.
I'm going to give it to you.
Hey, is that right? Did I get it? Is it Golden Delicious?
We were all there for you, really.
Okay, yes.
It was think slow, but you can have it.
He was there. He knew what he was saying. He just had to get it out.
3-2 for Kennedy.
A reason you would never go back to a restaurant mm-hmm. that starts with the letter S.
Kennedy.
That was...
I hit the bell, too. Sorry about that.
That was too close to call. I'm going to move on.
Service.
Yeah. Same. That's what I was going to say.
Movie starring Will Ferrell that starts with the letter A.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody knows. I have no idea.
What was it?
Anchorman.
Oh, my God, Kennedy. How did we miss Anchorman?
With Will Smith?
I said
Will
Ferrell.
Oh, I heard Will Smith.
No, he said Will Ferrell.
We're playing two different games.
That's a point for Carson, 3-3? No? Is that not how that works?
3-2.
Okay.
Something you would bring to the beach because it's a beautiful day that starts with the letter S.
Kennedy.
Yes.
Sunscreen.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
4-2. We're at game point. We are at game point.
Yeah.
Name a body part that starts with the letter T.
Kennedy.
Yeah.
Teeth.
Yes.
No, that's not a body part.
Of course it is.
Teeth is not a body part.
What do you think
part
it
of
is?
Part your body.
A tooth is a body part?
What?
An arm, a leg, a toe, a finger? Those are all...
I also would have taken toe.
Oh, man. I don't
would
know.
Would you have taken the tibia?
Oh, yeah. Tibia.
See, all
teeth
bones.
Are not a part...
Teeth aren't part of your body?
Congratulations.
You realize without your skeletal structure, you wouldn't have a body, and teeth are part of that.
Can I get a doctor to call in on this? I'm going to need an actual judge. Congratulations, Kennedy.
If teeth aren't part of your body, what are they?
I don't know. I'm a nurse, and I say teeth win.
Wait, was that Jen or Cheryl?
It was Cheryl.
That's the one who wants to go to New York.
I call shenanigans on this one, but congratulations, Cheryl. Congratulations.
Your shenanigans are overruled.
I'm going to need somebody to text in immediately.
Need someone to text in. It's right.
Oh, my gosh. I am shaking, Kennedy. You did fantastic. Great job. Yeah. Great job.
The anxiety this game gives Kennedy is something to behold. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Cheryl. You got yourself a pair of 3-day passes to the governor's ball. And, Jen, I just got to tell you, I kind of feel bad that Octavia...
No, don't feel bad.
She picked me. Can I give her a pair of tickets anyway, Kennedy? Can I do that? Can I give
you... No, she's 6. I mean...
No, well, I'm going to give you the tickets, so you're going to win them anyway. I'm giving away 2 pairs of tickets. Somebody said, are they mouth accessories?
Yeah, they're mouth stones.
All right, we're giving tickets to everybody.
Everybody gets tickets.
Well, congratulations to you both. If you want to buy tickets for the show, you can go to governorsballmusicfestival.com for more information and to purchase tickets.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Chris from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Chris is driving down this morning to Boston for a work meeting. Couldn't have been an email, huh?
I'm sure it could have.
No, these guys, we meet about once a quarter. They're from New York, so it should be an interesting get-together.
Do you rub it in their face about, like, New England sports whenever you meet with these people from New York? Or do you have to be kind to them because they're customers?
These are my co-workers, so I do my best. But Robert Kraft has driven the Patriot franchise down pretty quickly.
Who are you bragging on exactly?
Just pivot to basketball. Yeah. Celtics are the reigning champions.
Yeah, that's all you got to do, Celtics.
Exactly.
All right, well, you kick Kennedy out.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Besides, the Jets and the Giants both suck, too, so it's fine.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one, it was 15 years ago today in 2010 that Conan O'Brien accepted NBC's $45 million buyout and made his final appearance as the host of The Tonight Show. Who took over for Conan as host?
who took over for Kona. We're getting technical here, but I would say it was Jay Leno.
Yes. Question number two. Sonic the Hedgehog 4 is already in the works for 2027. In the old Sonic games, what could you collect to boost your health?
Coins.
Question number three. Ariana Grande and Mandy Moore both like to post shading Carrie Underwood's performance at the inauguration. Which hit TV show did Mandy Moore star in as Rebecca Pearson?
This is Us.
Kanye West is helping his 11-year-old daughter North record her debut album, and he says, quote, "This little girl made me love music again." Which city is Conway from, even naming his third child after the city?
Chicago.
And question number five, Guy Fieri, turning 57 today. Name Guy's longest running Food Network show that has been airing since 2007.
Diners, Drives In, and Dives It.
One more time. Hold on.
Yeah, one more time. A little cleaner.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! Not bad, Chris.
I think you got there.
Really?
Yep. Kennedy?
Hi.
Chris from Hudson, New Hampshire got 4 out of 5.
Well done, friend.
Yes, that was very good. These are extremely difficult, though, Kennedy.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
15 years ago today, in 2010, Conan O'Brien accepted NBC's $45 million payout and made his final appearance as the host of The Tonight Show. Who took over for Conan as host?
Of the what?
The Tonight Show. Remember they paid him $45 million to go away?
I do. Was that when the Jimmy Kimmels and the Jimmy Fallons came in? I don't know. Jimmy Fallon?
Jay Leno.
Really?
Yeah, remember?
No, I don't, obviously.
They kind of forced Jay Leno out.
I remember that part.
And then they gave Conan O'Brien $45 million to go away, and then Jay Leno came back.
Wow.
Would you guys take that offer if they said $45 million to go away?
Yes, I take $45.
Okay,
I'm begging to go away for that kind of money.
Sal, buy me some pizza and I'll leave forever. 1-0 for Chris. Question number two. Sonic the Hedgehog 4 is already in the works for 2027, Kennedy. In the old Sonic games, what could you collect to boost your health? I thought you were a Sonic girl.
I was.
Or maybe that's the restaurant.
No. I mean, you pick up the rings.
That is it. Tied at 1.
Yes, rings, not coins, Chris.
In my head they look like rings, like coins, but no, they're rings.
Question number 3. Ariana Grande and Mandy Moore both liked a post shading Carrie Underwood's performance at the inauguration. Which hit TV show did Mandy star in as Rebecca Pearson?
This is Us.
2-2. Question number 4. Kanye West is helping his 11-year-old daughter North record her debut album, and he says, and I quote, "This little girl made me love music again." Which city is Kanye from, even naming his third child after the city?
Chicago.
Tied at 3. Yeah. Question number 5. Guy Fieri turns 57 today. Name his long-running Food Network show. It has been airing, it's his longest running, been airing since 2007.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I thought you had me, buddy.
I did too.
Just like the Patriots, you lose.
That's a tough one. Okay. The Sonic and the rings.
I was thinking
Mario.
Mario, yeah. I got you.
Hey, I think I do a good Mario impression. Can I do it for 2 seconds?
Yeah, hang on. Let me turn down the music so we get the full. All right, this is Chris from Hudson, New Hampshire doing Mario.
And my wife thinks it's really bad, so let's see, you guys are judges.
Hey, it's me. I'm a Mario. How are you doing? To make some pizza.
Oh, that's not good.
My name's a Borat. That's what it sounded like. It didn't sound like Mario.
Well, I guess it's me, Mario.
Now, that was good. It's the sexy time. It's more. Well, next time, tell people you can do a Borat impersonation and do that.
You sound like you were going to say Kazakhstan is the greatest nation in the world.
Kamala.
My name is Chris from Hudson, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Kevin Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Linda from Wilmington.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Listen, Linda.
Linda, listen. It's one of my favorite videos on the internet.
It is the 1K CBK. There's $1,000 up for grabs here this morning with Can't Beat Kennedy. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure. Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So, five trivia questions, all pop culture stuff. Kennedy's leaving. You get more right, you win the money. You tie, that's a loss for you. Are you ready?
I think so.
A list of celebrities who are shorter than you expect include Sabrina Carpenter, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Danny DeVito. Who is the shortest of those three?
Can you say the first two again?
Yeah. Sabrina Carpenter, Jada Pinkett Smith, and the third one is Danny DeVito. Who is the shortest of those three?
Danny DeVito.
Which 2001 movie featured Anne Hathaway as a royal in training?
The Princess Diaries.
Can you tell me who plays the titular character in the 2015 film Mad Max Fury Road?
No. I can't.
Question number four. Last year's headliner of our Deck the Hall Ball made some fans mad this week because he showed up in Vanderbilt gear to cheer against the Tennessee Volunteers, a team that he says is his favorite. Who is he?
I'm not sure, so I'm going to guess Benson Boone.
And question number five, what is the name of the dog in John Wick? Which I think is an appropriate question. You're a dog walker, correct?
I am, but I don't know.
Nobody knows that.
Come on, every dog in every movie. No? All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How bundled up are you right now to go do this?
How many dogs are you taking to walk this morning?
I think six, but I have to double check. Mm.
That's what we call a pack in the biz, Dan. You wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah,
okay, season
yeah.
Relax.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Linda got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
These are tough. $1,000 on the line if Linda wins. A list of celebrities who are shorter than you expect include Sabrina Carpenter, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Danny DeVito. Who is the shortest of those three?
Danny DeVito.
So,
shorter than I think.
Who's not expecting them to be short?
Not expecting any of those people.
Sabrina Carpenter, 5 feet tall.
She's tiny.
Jada Pinkett Smith is 4'11".
She's
and Danny DeVito is 4'10".
Mm.
I did not think they were that short.
Oh, yeah.
I figured mid-fives.
Teeny.
Wow.
Tied at one. Question number two. Which 2001 movie featured Anne Hathaway as a royal in training?
Princess Diaries.
Tied at two. Question number three. Who plays the titular character in the 2015 film Mad Max Fury Road?
Tom Hardy.
3-2. Question number four. Last year's headliner of our Deck the Hall Ball made some fans mad this week because he showed up in Vanderbilt gear to cheer against his Tennessee Volunteers, a team that he loves very dearly, Kennedy.
Hmm.
They were very confused and mad.
Hmm.
Who is he?
Teddy Swims.
Oh, that's right.
Jelly Roll.
He said this year's Deck the Hall Ball.
Last year's.
Well, actually, last year's would have been Teddy Swims.
Could mean like 2024.
That is true.
That is last year's. It would have been 2023 would have been Jelly Roll.
That's true. I forgot it's a new year. I also wrote 2024 on my calendar. It would have been the year.
Can I get that back then?
Yeah, I'll give it to you both.
I know I got it wrong, but still.
Well, Benson Boone performed the same year as Jelly Roll. So.
Yeah, you at least had the right Deck the Hall Ball. You had the right year. She said Benson Boone.
You had the wrong question.
That's true. It's true. I'll give it to both of you. How about that?
Whatever works.
I'll take it away from both
okay.
of
you. Whatever works.
Question number five. Can you name the dog in John Wick? This is a tough one.
I cannot.
He Daisy. Her name is Daisy. 3-2 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Linda's going to have a great day anyway. She's going to be out there with all those dogs. And that is a wonderful job. Woo.
Not today,
it
ain't.
It is, but not when it's this cold.
Yeah, it is.
I know. It's chilly for the pups.
Nope.
All right, Linda, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Linda from Wilmington, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Someone just texted in. I don't think I like the way Carson says titular.
Titular?
How
do you say
it? How it's pronounced.
Am I saying it incorrectly?
No, they just don't like you saying it.
Titular? Titular.
It feels like we should.
Titular?
Dump button.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.